Housekeeping! I'm just here to tell you this is your last chance to sign up for my Level Up Your Lessons, a Lexical Approach webinar. It's at 7 p.m. UK time on August the 16th. If you need or you want a change of mindset, if you care about what your students learn, if you want a common sense, no nonsense, completely logical approach to language acquisition that doesn't take up any more prep time, if you want to boost your students' language skills and possibly yours too, if you're interested in how the brain works and how it acquires language, this is the webinar for you. It is going to be packed with so much interesting, useful information, and I will give you 6 activities, vocab and grammar, that you can implement immediately into your teaching. How does that sound? I'll leave the link in the show notes, and I'll see you there. Welcome to Everything EFL. My name's Erin O'Byrne, and I firmly believe that you as a teacher are special, amazing, creative, and passionate. But it's very easy to get burnt out and overwhelmed. With my podcast and my teacher training, I aim to help you avoid burnout and cut down on your prep time so you can unleash your creativity and enjoy your work more mindfully. Are you ready? Let's go! Hello, you gorgeous teacher. Welcome to Everything EFL. If you're one of my lovely regular listeners, welcome back. If you are a new listener, you are most welcome. Perhaps you might want to go back to episode 104, which is the beginning of these Cornerstones of Learning challenges. If not, just hop right in. We are talking about leadership today. Do you have a large class or maybe mixed abilities? Are you buckling under the strain of classroom management and just everything that you have to do in a week? Do you use your students effectively, not only to alleviate pressure on you, but for the benefits, which there are just so many of them? Allow me to list a few. If you give your students a leadership role, if you give them responsibility, you are making things challenging for them. You're keeping them busy. You're giving them responsibility. You're engaging them. It's also life skills. Think about the growth. Think about the learning curve there. It's going to motivate them. It's also going to improve behaviour. Could maybe a disruptive student be given something to engage them, especially if you know they're bright and capable, but maybe, you know, you haven't really reached them in the right way so far to engage them? It can increase confidence and self-esteem. It can also be great support for weaker or shyer students. It can elevate those weaker and shyer students too. And it can give students focus. Whew. What else do I need to say? So how can you put your students to work, if you will? Well, there are a few things you can do. The first thing is you can mix in some discussions about leadership and look for examples among your students' favourite celebrities. Who do they admire? What makes this person successful or great? Any kind of general growth mindset kind of quotes and things like that. This is all really good for this kind of thing, to make students believe they can. Because a lot of the time, if you ask a student to do something they might find challenging, some of them might immediately go, oh no, I can't do that. But if you've been sort of, you know, sowing the seed with inspirational quotes and looking at their favourite celebs and things like that, then they might actually go, okay, I'll take the challenge. If the students are maybe younger, you could get students to apply for the role of leader. Be explicit as to what you expect from them and get them to tell you why they should be a leader in your class. Now, you may be surprised. I did a group project once and we had a lot of shy students in the class. And I said to the group, actually, nominate your own leader, decide amongst yourselves. And in one group, the shyest, weakest in the linguistic term was the one who decided she wanted to be the leader. And at first, like, she was a little bit overwhelmed. One of the stronger students, who was very well-meaning, you know, kept asking her, like, oh, what should we do here? What do you think about this? And then she didn't give her any time to really think. And then she just asked another question, like leaving no time for that student to answer. So she was a little bit overwhelmed. She just needed a bit more time. So I had to take that stronger student aside and say, just give her a bit of time, give her a bit of time. And eventually they fell into a much better rhythm. And the reflection at the end of the project, you know, because you should always reflect with your students. I said, you know, how do you feel? How do you feel about this leader role? And she said, well, you know, first I wasn't sure, but I was really enjoying it by the end. And, you know, you could see her confidence had grown, and for the rest of the course she was like a different person. So this leads me very nicely to my second point, to be aware of it's not just a matter of choosing students or getting them to choose themselves and then assigning tasks. You have to monitor the situation and support these students carefully. So for example, I noticed that this shyer student needed a bit of support. I listened to the conversation. I took the other student aside and said, give her some time. And then after that it was a lot more harmonious. You know, when you give students these challenges, they may stumble and fall. So be ready to help them. Remember, it's a process. A natural leader doesn't mean they know exactly what to do. It's a skill that needs to be taught. It might take a little bit of effort on your part at the start, but I think it will pay off in the end. So what responsibilities can we give these leaders? Well, there are tons of things, and I'm sure you already do some of these. Some really simple ones are to get them to teach the class something. Do they have a skill that no one else in the class has? Like, for example, in my class at the moment, we have someone who skis. We have someone who plays cello. You know, can they teach something like this to their group? As already discussed, they can be given a project manager role. So anytime there's a project, give them the chance to sort of delegate and just make sure everybody's on time with their tasks and stuff like that. They could head a discussion. So this means they have to make sure everybody speaks equally. They are keeping an eye on the shyer students. They're inviting them to speak and giving them time to think, and also controlling the amount of time that stronger students speak, because we've all been there. We've had a group of two or three students. One can dominate very, very easily. And the other one could look interested, engaged, and be nodding. But at the end of the day, maybe they haven't been given the chance to actually say what they want to say. Other stuff, hand out and clean up, great for younger students as well. Get the leaders to help the weaker students if they finish earlier, so they could sort of walk around like being a monitor, seeing if anybody needs help or anything like that. But ask yourself, is the most confident student always the strongest? You know, choose wisely. This is a perfect time to say this. You know your students best. So guys, this is a very short and sweet episode. Like, you know, I would always advise you to go online and Google other ways you could give your students leadership roles. But, you know, step by step, just take a couple of these ideas and go with it and see what happens. So your challenge for this week is to think of a particular class, or maybe multiple classes, and write a list of students who you think will make natural leaders. There could be a lot of different reasons for this, but, you know, certain students will spring to mind. Then I want you to choose something from this podcast, an idea, and implement it. Take action, okay? There's no point in listening to this if you're not going to take action. Something small. Remember, small, actionable steps will make better teachers. And as always, guys, let me know how it goes. Okay, that's it for this week. Keep an eye on your newsletters. If you're a member of my Breathe Easy Teacher newsletter community, I give you tips every week. I give you a little challenge every week. And you also get the juiciest discounts on any products or services that I will give you now and in the future. Subscribe to Everything EFL on any platform if you haven't already. And if you can, guys, on Spotify or iTunes, can you give me 5 stars or even write me a positive review? Because this will help get me noticed. I'm getting noticed. I'm getting more listens. But you know what? I want more. I want to help more teachers. I want to build a bigger community. Like I said at the beginning, the link to my webinar, Level Up Your Lessons, the Lexical Approach webinar, is in the show notes, along with the link to my newsletter. And as always, have a peaceful week, look after yourselves, and share the love. Bye.